Thank you very much, and nice to meet all of you.
You
nice
as well, sir. You. Sir, you're getting the Johnson & Johnson today.
On normal days, the gym at this Indianapolis school would be filled with kids in PE classes. But on Saturday, it was the scene of a pop-up COVID-19 vaccination clinic.
We just try to stay ahead of, so it's a 0.5 ml small syringe.
And the mood was just as upbeat. One nurse brought her husband to the Kip Indy Legacy High School to get vaccinated, to cheers from everyone around.
And so I thank my husband for being here today.
Thank you for having me, taking care of me. I appreciate it.
Martindale Brightwood is a predominantly black and low-income neighborhood. It's less than a 10-minute drive from downtown and the site of the recent NCAA basketball championship game. The area has been hit hard by COVID, so a local school, a faith-based group, and a healthcare provider work together on the clinic. One partner was the Edna Martin Christian Center, which has been in the area for over 80 years. Vice President Angelia Moore says the clinic was designed to help people who found it hard to sign up for a vaccine.
So we went out to homes, we went to stores, we could do it easily on our phone. So we had a team that was, if someone said they didn't know how, we helped them through it. We called and did it for them.
The clinic was also aimed at residents who were reluctant to get a vaccine, like 22-year-old Desta Dowett Ricketts. On Saturday, he rolled up his sleeve for a shot. The clinic used the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which calls for a single shot and is more convenient for many working people.
The shot was really easy, 1, 2, 3. And I'm just kind of ready to kind of get this thing moving along, so that we can kind of have like a better future.
His mood has changed now that the federal government has called for a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Health officials said there have been reports of severe blood clots in 6 women aged 18 to 48. He's worried about family members who also got the Johnson & Johnson shot.
I don't really care about myself personally. I really care about maybe my little sister, my mom that got the Johnson & Johnson, especially my mom.
Now Ricketts is having second thoughts about his own shot too.
It is kind of scary, and I do kind of, you know, I will say that I do kind of feel like maybe I shouldn't have got it. I should have just stuck to my gut and not got it, but.
Health experts and community organizations have worked hard to overcome vaccine hesitancy. Now they're worried that problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could set their efforts back. Here's Angelia Moore again from the Edna Martin Christian Center.
If we offer Johnson & Johnson in the near future, would they come out? Probably not as wholeheartedly as they did before.
Community Health Network, which was involved in the Martindale Brightwood event, is getting in touch with its clinics that use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's providing information about trouble signs and symptoms of blood clots. Vice President Don Moore notes the pandemic has pushed healthcare professionals to act quickly with vaccines authorized for emergency use. Still, she says people should get their shots.
I do not want individuals to use this as a reason not to get vaccinated. We have not found these issues at all with Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
Still, Dr. Virginia Kane, director of the Marion County Public Health Department, sees the potential for trouble.
I think it could have a major impact. So for those people who are sort of straddling the line, not sure about getting a vaccine, I think it's definitely going to will take a hit.
And she says that could have significant impact for Black Americans, an increase in COVID's death toll. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.